This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,158. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Come on.
Montgomery! And you are in the Men's Room. We'll tap today the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a Men's Room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink! Get you drunk. All right, here we go. A seagull steals a man's wallet in Nantucket before running so far away. Meanwhile, when a naked man successfully carjacks you, it is definitely not your day. Oregon woman learns that siphoning gas and smoking don't mix. A rider learns one of the canine dog's new tricks. And a Kansas toddler is rescued after falling down a 10-foot drain pipe. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, July 4th has come and gone, and if you're a dog owner, I hope you don't have one of those dogs that freaks out when the fireworks go off. But if you do have a dog that gets weirded out by fireworks or other loud noises, you're not alone. According to a British study, 47% of dogs get anxious because of fireworks. That's not very surprising. But you might be surprised by some of the other ordinary things that might be freaking your pet out. For example, 7% of pets get anxious when you open the fridge. When you open the fridge. But 19% of pets, they get nervous when you fart. Who'd have thunk it? So there you go. One out of five of your pets, every time you fart one out of there, your pet gets real nervous. Who knew? Now, we have a list of 10 actions that make pets anxious that we'll share with you coming up. But before we play tiny violins for our furry little friends, let's not forget the things they do that make us crazy. Now, a few weeks ago, we brought you the story of a dog in Colorado that started a house fire when it accidentally turned on the stove late night. And, of course, there were boxes on top of the stove, which burst into flames. Well, not to be outdone, a dog in Oklahoma, it started a house fire after chewing on a cell phone battery pack. Or how about the cat from Utah that climbed in a box and ended up being shipped all the way to California? Now, sure, the cat was found, but the owner still had to lose money buying plane tickets to go get its dumbass. Or even worse, a woman discovered that her boyfriend had been cheating on her when his parrot kept screaming, "I love you, Jess." Well, her name is not Jess. Now, we're guessing that boyfriend isn't real happy about having that parrot anymore. And that's at the heart of what today's question is. Look, we know you love your pets, but every so often we have what we'll just call buyer's remorse. So that's what today's question is. Even though you love them, when did you second-guess owning your pet?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but Charles, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,158. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Exciting return of Who Sucks Less. I don't know how you do it, Steve. You find people in the news doing weird crap.
Yeah.
And you bring us the three stories every week. We have to take those stories, pit them up against each other to determine out of the three which one actually sucks the least. Is it a heavy day or a lighthearted day on Who Sucks Less?
I mean, I wouldn't say lighthearted, as all three stories do deal with assault, but the assaults are so stupid that somehow it's lighthearted.
All right.
You know, they make assault funny.
Yeah, but it doesn't take much to assault someone, right? Like, if I throw a cotton ball at Ted, he could sue me for assault, right?
If it makes contact, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it depends on the odds.
And if Ted's a bitch.
But I always weigh the odds.
Miles throws it, I'm suing.
I know for a fact that,
you're
that,
jail,
that,
dude.
That is assault. But sometimes you just go, come on. You know, you threw a stuffed animal at a guy. So,
right.
So what? You know?
Wait, isn't technically battery the point that you make contact? Because I thought assault would be like, hey, Ted, you're a big, dumb, poopy head. Mm-hmm. I believe that might be assault.
Well,
then I throw the cotton ball. And that's battery. I believe that's how it is. Hence assault and battery. So if I just walk up to someone and beat their ass, but I don't say anything to them, and as we're in charge of assault and battery, but I think just battery.
Well, what you do is this. You throw them a pillow, right? But you've got your own. And then you start going at it. Because no one's going to.
Hit you back, then you're just having a pillow fight.
That's
but
what I'm
saying. If they put their pillow down and I keep hitting you with the pillow,
it's assault.
No, it's game this on. Is assault.
No, I don't believe that. So here's what they say. They are two different crimes, but they're often charged with both at the same time. So assault is intentionally or recklessly causing someone to fear imminent harm. This fear must be something a reasonable person would foresee as threatening.
I'm going to beat your ass.
The victim doesn't need to be hurt or even touched for the incident to count as assault. For example, telling somebody that you will slap their face is assault.
Ooh. So technically, like the bagel guy, shut your mouth guy. Like, they would charge him with assault, but I wouldn't press charges because I would say, look, you said I have to be reasonably scared. This 5 foot nothing louder, I'm not worried about him.
No, I think it has to be an actual levied threat. So just telling somebody to shut up, I don't think that's
not assault.
But
or I will kick your
or
ass.
Or I will make you shut up.
Okay.
I think transfers into assault. Battery is intentionally or recklessly applying unlawful force to another person, which involves some kind of physical contact. For example, hitting somebody with a flashlight is battery.
Yes, it is. With three double Ds in there.
Right. They should take flashlight.
Yeah. Okay. So, Who Sucks Less coming up? We'll also have some updated locations for the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing on the way. If you're at the ball game, we'll give you those sections where you can find the beer. Again, tonight, hopefully we can scrounge up a win against the Detroit Tigers, which seemed to be a little bit more elusive than thought last night.
Well, what's going on there, Mike?
What is a double D battery? Is that a thing?
Oh, a D battery.
Did you say double D battery?
I didn't say double D.
That's about a Freudian as it gets.
Yeah, that's a big fat, that's a big fat battery.
Yeah.
As I said, there's no double D batteries.
Double D. Give me the double D.
That's assault with battery.
Yeah.
So we'll give you some updates double on the Men's Room IPA coming up for sure. And your chance to win your share of $100,000 if you've got the Odyssey app. I'll be sure to sign in right now. Listen for 1 hour for your chance to win your share of $100,000 in cash.
And we deserve, was that Jenny? Is that what she said?
We got a winner, man, on our show.
It was from our show. That's why we're excited about this.
Yeah, somebody got a. And you know what? I think it's her name. Jenny?
I believe it's Jenny.
Jenny, let us know when you're going to take us out for beers. This is fantastic.
That's all we ask.
Yeah.
Give me $1,000.
You got $1,000. Maybe it'll be a $150 bar tab.
Maybe.
That's all I'm saying, right? We're not going to run it up any more than that.
And here's the good news. We can do $150 in like 30 minutes. It won't take long.
I'll tell you what. I'll do the tip. You just take care of the actual charge on the card, right?
So
if you want $1,000.
$150. Yeah.
You don't think we can hit $150?
No, I know we can. You order shots like that's how the bill goes up.
I know that. That's why I said
Mike and I can can we have two beers?
Right. Yeah.
Well, you can do that. But Jenny's buying, so you might as well get the top shelf stuff, man.
This is free money to her. She doesn't care.
I'll tell you what. If she gives us a $150 limit, I'm going to order first and tell them, give me a shot that costs $150.
We told you if you just downloaded the Odyssey app that you had a good chance of winning. And see, it actually turned out that
that
happened.
Yes, indeed.
And that's only one one-hundredth of the money.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more chances for you to win.
She name-checked us, too.
Did she really?
She did. Awesome. I actually got the Odyssey.
Let me hear this.
Oh, yeah. I love the Odyssey app. I literally listen to the Men's Room in the Seattle market every single day. And it's nice because I can listen if I'm in Eastern Washington or traveling to other states. I always have the Odyssey app available. So listen to my hometown radio station.
All right, Jenny. I don't have to say anything. Don't kiss their ass.
I don't have to say anything. Just listen to Jenny do it,
right? Yeah, we should
just say it. That's it. Just have Jenny do it. Look, man.
Oh, yeah. I love the Odyssey app. I literally listen to the Men's Room in the Seattle market every single day.
Yeah. See, I can't say I love the Odyssey app because I don't listen to it. Because right. We're on the air. So, like, it's not genuine for me.
Yeah, of course.
We come in and we listen to the radio station in the office.
You're just trying to get out of work,
Miles. No, I'm not. I'm just being honest. You know, now, if I am out on the golf course, I will put on the Men's Room radio station.
Sure.
Which is on the Odyssey app and listen to tunes on that. But I'm not listening to us again. Not on a weekend. Are you losing your mind? Now, if I want to put on the Yacht Rock channel or something like that, I'll do it. But, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't listen to our show.
No.
I mean, we listen to each other for 4 hours a day. What do you think I am? Like a narcissist? And to that degree where I'm like, oh, I want to hear that funny joke that Steve told. No. No, I don't. I already heard it. You know what I mean? It's like, but she is legitimately loving the Odyssey app, you see.
Oh, yeah, I love the Odyssey app. I literally listen to the Men's Room in the Seattle market every single day.
I couldn't even fake that.
Seattle Market.
I couldn't even fake that. Well, they asked her where you're calling from, you know, because it's a nationwide contest.
Most people would just say Seattle.
They say in the disclaimer, but they say, hey, where are you? Where are you? Where do you live? Where do you live? Where do you listen? And so that's why she said she's in the Seattle Market.
Seattle.
Seattle?
Just say Seattle.
Well, it's a market. If you technically look at it, it's Tacoma, it's Everett, it's Bellevue, it's the entire area, you know what I mean? Seattle.
Yeah, you're right.
We get down to
Not
Olympia.
Not just Seattle, it is the Seattle market.
We get out to the San Juans. I mean, we have listeners in British Columbia and everywhere else. But yeah, we got a winner on that. So again, you just need to sign in when you download the app. It's free. If you listen for 1 hour, that will put you into the drawing to win that $1,000 and your share of $100,000.
She might not be listening to us anymore, though. I think she may have just said, I'm going to listen to the show for 1 hour. These freaking idiots for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
Yeah, and she makes a good point. If you are on the road, you do travel. The one thing about the Odyssey app is once we kind of fade out wherever we do, I think if you're headed north, sometimes you get up a little bit closer to Bellingham, so to speak. We kind of fade out there and right south. Like Great Wolf Lodge, if you're headed south on I-5, is kind of where we start to fizzle out.
Golden Gardens because of the mountain.
I know. I know. Golden Gate. You're right freaking there.
But absolutely. There's some areas in town. But if you have the Odyssey app, you have a chance to win that money. All right, today we're going to talk about pets. And as much as you love your pet, there are oftentimes, even like with children, you go, why in the hell did I get myself into this?
Every day. Every day, probably three times a day, whether it's the kids or the pets. Specifically, the cat, you know, Rainbow Janet, I'm sorry, Dubs for Double Rainbow. She's a sweet cat. She, as far as cats go, man, she's cool. She does not freak out. She's very calm. Absolutely loves my daughter. She hangs out with it. She's good. My dog, I do love her. But she is a lunatic. I mean, there's no other way to explain it. And we were at the local watering hole, as it were, this past Sunday. And on this day, pretty much everyone that owned a dog that likes to go to the bar brought their dog into the bar. I mean, it was insane. It had to be probably seven dogs at one point. This is early in the afternoon. One of the other patrons there said, why don't you guys bring your guy's dog here? And me and my wife, like, burst out laughing. And we understand, if you don't know our dog, you don't know. But we just started laughing. We're like, look, that will never happen.
What would happen?
In 10 million years. She would become instant alpha. And she would be very demanding that these other dogs follow her lead. It's the shepherd in her. If you have, like, an Australian herd dog of any kind, you know this to be true. But if you put her around other dogs or a large group of kids, like, so the kids will play out in the driveway or whatever. Let the dog outside. They are all kind of rounded up into one area. Like, everything must be organized. Everything must be... But if we brought her into that bar, the way I explained it to this woman, I said, look, picture we're throwing a party, and it's a people party, but now make it dogs. So all these dogs are coexisting. They're fine. Their tails are wagging. They don't know each other, but they're cool. My dog, no one invited this dog to the party. But as soon as she steps in your house, she fires a gun into your ceiling.
Yes, yes.
Now, she's not there to rob you. She's not there to bring harm to anyone. In fact, she wants to have her version of a good time, but everyone else feels uncomfortable because you say, look, no one knows her, and it's cool that she can do a keg stand. Why did she fire a bullet into the ceiling as soon as she walked? I'm like, that's my dog. Right.
Yeah, look, man, I've taken care of, my brother's kids when they were little. They were like, you know, babies or one or two, so that he and his wife could go out on a date night when I came in to see him and things like that. It's kind of like a puppy. I would prefer to babysit like an 8 or 10 year old niece or nephew because then we can kind of watch a movie or hang out.
Absolutely, man.
A little bit more together. But as far as the idea of starting out with an animal that is beginning life, you basically have a toddler on your hands.
This was my first experience.
So difficult, I think. You don't realize what you're
raising a puppy?
Yeah, I didn't know. Because every other dog I'd gotten, and this dog was a rescue as well, but every other dog I'd gotten was at least 2 years old. Right. And, you know, they were fine. All my other dogs have been very, very calm. This is just not her nature. And she's 5 or 6 years old now. I honestly don't remember. Don't care. She's definitely grown out of her puppy stage, but it's like an adult that still has the mind of a 9 year old.
Right.
You go like, oh, no, they're full grown, man. But there's just a certain place mentally where she does not get past. But when she was a puppy, I mean, every day I'm like, why did I do this? And my wife, you know, we would go to bed. And my wife would just kind of roll over in the dark and be like, just remember, this is your fault.
Right.
I'm like, I know. I said we should get the dog. I sent you a picture of the dog. Where we went wrong was we were having this conversation over text. And then my kids kind of looked over her shoulder, saw the dog, and said, is that the dog we're getting? Well, we had not agreed to get a dog yet. But at that point, my wife goes like, look, both kids are freaking out now because they think we're getting a dog. I said, look, let's just get the freaking dog. And they've been very happy to have it, but... For the first 2 years, an absolute nightmare.
No.
And puppies, too, like, they nip. But, you, like, I forgot, like, their teeth are just so
they're
sharp.
They're razor sharp, man.
Dude,
yeah.
I was walking behind a woman last night, and she was walking her dog. And this little dog was up in front, about 6 feet, fired up, happy to take a walk, head up, bopping around. Little dog, so obviously cute, funny. You know, but
everything
dog,
they do is
this
funny.
Dog is basically like, come on, baby, let's go. I mean, my last three dogs were beagles. Now, beagles do not lead in any way, shape, or form. They are the ones behind you. You have to pull them. You have to get them away from stuff. You have to make sure that they don't eat everything on the walk. They are absolutely a freaking menace to deal with when it comes to just basic things. Now, those dogs, for the most part, two of them, step foot in the Atlantic Ocean and also the Pacific Ocean.
All right.
Which is quite the journey. They traveled in a car across the United States of America.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
That's the problem. You could have...
They just did it.
Look, yeah. You could be walking on the most beautiful beach in the world, and orcas are breaching, and I don't know, like a giant milk bone comes out of the middle of the ocean, and a UFO lands, and an alien comes out and starts petting their head. They don't care.
Right.
They have not looked up their entire life. They spent their entire lives looking straight down at the ground. They never caught any of it. They didn't even know what planet they were on. They didn't even know where they were at any given point. The only thing they cared about was finding food.
Right.
And finding something to eat. And not wanting to go out into the rain. And being pains in the asses all the time. You would come home and go, what drawer did they open? Oh my God, they ate an entire bag of hot dog buns. It was...
That's the stuff for... I had
childproof latches on the drawers in my kitchen because they knew how to open up the drawers, get in there, pull anything out of a snack drawer. They could get up on the counter. They would knock a bunch of bananas off of the counter and eat the bananas, peel and all.
They'll eat till they die.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it was just this constant game of what did they get into? What smelled good in this trash can?
Because
it's in the bathroom. It's not in the kitchen.
You know, they say, hey, man, dogs, you know, their ancestors are wolves. So deep down, they have a taste for blood. Yes, but in my experience, it's menstrual blood specifically. So we actually, right? So whether it's my wife or my daughter, like, I will know when they're cycling because I'll come home and there's tampons on the floor. And they're used tampons, which makes it worse. And I'm like, God damn it. So the trash cans that are in the bathroom, one of them, she just can't open. It's one of those foot release things. And it's too tall. It's not, she couldn't just knock it over, but... The kid's trash can is now, and it sucks, it's just annoying, but it's under the sink behind the closed door because no matter the threats level, anything else you try to do, there were tampons on the floor. And I got home Monday, all right? So my wife was out. I get home. There's no one else home. She texts me, like, I'll be home in 20 minutes. Like, all right. Now, when I get home, my dog is always at the door to greet me. Gets this weird side eye. Her ass is shaking at the speed of light. And as soon as I open the door, she is in my face all around me. Well, she's not there. So already I'm like, okay. It's one of these.
What did the dog do?
I open the door. She still does. And sometimes she'll be asleep, so she doesn't really hear you walking up. But you open the door, she shows up. Still no sign of the dog. I walk in. I look in her crate. She's in there. Now, she's awake, and she's looking at me. I'm like, come here. And it's this. Normally, again, I have to say nothing. And she springs on me. So it's this real slow get up. And just that guilt face of the head is hanging low, and the dogs are basically looking straight up. They're looking straight up, and they're looking at you because their head is so far down.
Yeah.
And they have that weird walk, and she's doing everything she can to not make contact. So I'm looking at her, and I'm like, and her tail's not wagging. So I'm like, what did you do? Now I have to go around the house to find what it is that you did. And as soon as I stand up, she darts back into the crate. She's all curled up and still staring at me, though. I look under the coffee table, nothing. I look behind the cushions on the sofa, nothing. Feel the cushions, nothing. I look all around the living room. I go down the hall. I go into both kids' bedrooms. I go into the bathroom. I go into our bedroom, our bathroom. Go down the stairs. I look around the basement. I look in the kitchen, the dining room, the home office, laundry room. There's nothing, all right? There's absolutely nothing. But she's still being real coy. So I'm staring at her for like 5 minutes, and I'm thinking, I know you have done something. And I do not know where it is, whatever it is that you've done. So then I look around. Did she pee somewhere? Did she puke somewhere? Long story short, I find no evidence of anything. So I even say to the dog, look, I know you did something, but I can't find what you did. So in that sense, you're okay. And once I said that, now she springs out of the crate.
Nice.
So the thing is, she got away with something. I don't know what it is. Then when my wife gets home, I said, look, before you left to grab the kids, man, did she do something to get in trouble? Because sometimes it's residual, you know? And she's like, no, what did she do? I said, but I don't know what she did. She did something, but she had the same response when my wife gets home with the kids. And normally, dog or dart for the wife, same thing, just real slow, kind of. So, like, is she sick? There's nothing wrong with her. I'm like, she just got away with something, and we don't know what
it is. Still don't know what it was?
I don't, because then my wife did a check. Because, like anything, I can open the fridge and not find the ketchup, and she's like, do you mean the ketchup directly in front of you, right? So she does the look around, because, like, she's got detective things. She couldn't find anything. And once the dog realized we can't figure out what it is you did, the dog was fine the rest of the night. But the whole night, I'm looking at her like, what in the F?
That dog ate something.
Yeah, ate all of it. But there was no evidence. Because usually when the dogs eat something they're not supposed to, you do find out within 24 hours, right, what it was. Nothing.
Miles, a dog, the wife brought home. She was at a Christmas party, and she brought home a waffle cone that was filled with cocoa. And then it had marshmallows on top, and it was wrapped. And the idea was you poured that into a cup of hot water, and you got hot chocolate.
Okay.
And you could also put the cone on top. It was one of the gifts. I'd never seen it before, whatever. But it was on the counter.
Cool gift.
She's not at home. She went skiing to like Stevens Pass with her friends. I get home from the gym or whatever the hell it was, and the dog's got this thing almost completely eaten in its mouth. And so I sent a text that said, hey, man, Miles got into that hot chocolate cone thing. She's like, oh, my God, that's raw chocolate. You need to get him to the vet right now. And I'm like, he's fine. Like, this dog is insane. Like, don't worry about the dog. She's like, no, you need to get him there now. I'm like, I do not want to spend my Saturday.
You shouldn't have texted him.
Well, I know, but I didn't know what to do because the dog then had bit me. And so, like, I was wondering.
Are we trying to get the food from him?
Yeah. So okay. I want to go see if I could get medical treatment myself because I got puncture wounds on my forearm from where he locked into me when I tried to take a second. Anyway, so I go to the vet. I'm still bleeding, by the way. I got a Linwood. I go to the veterinary clinic up there. Take him up there. And I'll never forget this woman. She goes, you know, the one thing you have to remember is, yes, they will get into everything, but I know beagles, and beagles are one of the most loyal dogs that of any breed. And I said, with all disrespect, could you please tell me the one dog that's not loyal to its owner? What is the one breed?
what is the one that just takes off?
Hates the owner. I'm like, there is no such thing. All dogs are inherently loyal. That's not a selling point. Like, well, the one thing about this car is it has four tires.
Right.
Oh, thanks. You know, like,
what's the breed of dog?
Okay, that's all you got? The dog is loyal?
Did you point out, why did it bite me?
The dog is loyal. Yeah, exactly. Like, I should have got them to bandage me up. I even though you love them, when do you second guess owning your pet? 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hey, a video shows a house fire in Tulsa, Oklahoma, ignited after a dog nibbled on a cell phone battery pack.
Members of the Tulsa Fire Department responded to the blaze caused by a damaged lithium-ion battery. In the video, a dog is seen chewing on the battery, which ultimately explodes in his mouth, bursts into flames on what appears to be a pet bed. Two dogs then stood by and watched as the fire and smoke filled up the home. According to the fire department, the dogs and a cat escaped uninjured through a dog door.
All right,
so they know it's time to get out. Fire departments all over the country are seeing fires related to these batteries. We want the public to learn about usage, safe storage, proper disposal of these potentially dangerous batteries. Tulsa Fire warns how lithium-ion batteries, the culprit behind fires cross-country, can escalate to deadly situations. They are known for storing a significant amount of energy in a compact space. However, when the energy is released uncontrollably, it can generate heat, produce flammable and toxic gases, and even lead to explosions. Many individuals keep these batteries in their homes for convenience, unaware of the potential dangers that they pose.
Yeah, I mean, that's like electric cars, all that kind of thing, man.
That video's wild, though, because the dogs are, like, looking at it. They're looking at each other. They sit down. They run around. They take a different angle. One dog, like, peeps behind a chair to look at it like this. Goes back behind the chair. Comes back on the other side looking at it. They basically definitely had the look on their faces like, uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
We have really messed up. We have really messed up. Yeah. Our question, even though you love them, when did you second-guess owning your pet? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dean. Welcome to the men's room.
What up, guys?
Hola.
Hola, gentlemen.
So when did you second-guess owning your pet?
All right, so my mom got this dog named Bandit, and since day one, me and Bandit were down. Like me and him go back like Cadillac Popolats. I'm talking about, I don't know, like, me and this dog, we were awesome. He used to sleep in my bed every night until this one night when he got old, he decided to sleep next to my face, right? And on my pillow right next to my other pillow because I have a double bed. So I'm sleeping there and I open my eyes and there's just this steaming hot turd 2 inches away from my nose.
Is that what woke you up?
Yeah.
And how old was your dog at this time?
He was like 16. He didn't mean to, I don't think. But that was the last time he ever slept in my room.
By choice? I mean, did he not want to go back there again? Or did you just say that's the end of that?
No, I said that's the end of that. If the dog defecates next to my face, I'm sorry. I'm not going to have that dog in my room anymore.
Hey, look, bro, I think that's fair.
I'm right there with you. Like that, all you got to do is not take an ass in my bed. I don't think that's a big ass.
Exactly.
But how much longer did the dog live after that?
Oh, another 5 years probably. But he wasn't in good standing when he went out. He was like 16 years old, like I said. So.
Yeah. The dog lived to be almost 21 years old.
Your dog did?
No, I'm asking you. You said your dog lived about another 5 years after 16. That.
Okay.
Yeah, damn near.
Wow.
As far as Chewy goes, Chewy was notorious. All three of those dogs notorious for using the bathroom in the home. No matter what you tried to do, you could not break them. But Chewy was the worst. And back to the Christmas holiday season, we had a tree up because my two kids are Jewish. So we had all these presents that were wrapped very nicely, and they surrounded underneath the tree, right?
Yeah.
You know, and it was, and I never took too much stock in the tree itself, other than the fact that my cat Larry would occasionally get in there and knock some balls down, so I had to keep lights a little bit higher.
And that's what cats do. They got to fight those trees.
But, you know, this nice pile is building all the way around the Christmas tree as we get the gifts and, you know, individually wrap them, and the pile's getting bigger and everything else. And Christmas Day comes around. The kids are there. We go downstairs to open packages. In the meantime, Chewy's been being real well about her...
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Hey, a video shows a house fire in Tulsa, Oklahoma, ignited after a dog nibbled on a cell phone battery pack. Members of the Tulsa Fire Department responded to the blaze caused by a damaged lithium-ion battery. In the video, a dog is seen chewing on the battery, which ultimately explodes in his mouth, bursts into flames on what appears to be a pet bed. Two dogs then stood by and watched as the fire and smoke filled up the home. According to the fire department, the dogs and a cat escaped uninjured through a dog door.
All right.
So they know it's time to get out. Fire departments all over the country are seeing fires related to these batteries. We want the public to learn about usage, safe storage, proper disposal of these potentially dangerous batteries. Tulsa Fire warns how lithium-ion batteries, the culprit behind fires cross-country, can escalate to deadly situations. They are known for storing a significant amount of energy in a compact space. However, when the energy is released uncontrollably, it can generate heat, produce flammable and toxic gases, and even lead to explosions. Many individuals keep these batteries in their homes for convenience, unaware of the potential dangers that they pose.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you hear, like electric cars, all that kind of thing, man.
That video's wild, though, because the dogs are, like, looking at it. They're looking at each other. They sit down. They run around. They take a different angle. One dog, like, peeps behind a chair to look at it like this. Goes back behind the chair. Comes back on the other side looking at it. They basically definitely had the look on their faces like, uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
We have really messed up. We have really messed up. Yeah. Our question, even though you love them, when did you second guess owning your pet? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dean. Welcome to the men's room.
What up, guys?
Hola.
Hola, gentlemen.
So when did you second guess owning your pet?
All right, so my mom got this dog named Bandit, and since day one, me and Bandit were down. Like me and him go back like Cadillac Popolats. I'm talking about, I don't know, like, me and this dog, we were awesome. He used to sleep in my bed every night until this one night when he got old, he decided to sleep next to my face, right? And on my pillow right next to my other pillow because I have a double bed. So I'm sleeping there and I open my eyes and there's just this steaming hot turd 2 inches away from my nose.
Is that what woke you up?
Yeah.
And how old was your dog at this time?
He was like 16. He didn't mean to, I don't think. But that was the last time he ever slept in my room.
By choice? I mean, did he not want to go back there again? Or did you just say that's the end of that?
No, I said that's the end of that. If the dog defecates next to my face, I'm sorry. I'm not going to have that dog in my room anymore.
Hey, look, bro, I think that's fair.
I'm right there with you. Like that, all you got to do is not take an ass in my bed. I don't think that's a big ass.
Exactly.
But how much longer did the dog live after that?
Oh, another 5 years probably. But he wasn't in good standing when he went out. He was like 16 years old, like I said. So.
Yeah. The dog lived to be almost 21 years old.
Your dog did?
No, I'm asking you. You said your dog lived about another 5 years after 16. That.
Okay.
Yeah, damn near.
Wow. As far as Chewy goes, Chewy was notorious. All three of those dogs notorious for using the bathroom in the home. No matter what you tried to do, you could not break them. But Chewy was the worst. And back to the Christmas holiday season, we had a tree up because my two kids are Jewish. So we had all these presents that were wrapped very nicely, and they surrounded underneath the tree, right?
Yeah.
You know, and it was, and I never took too much stock in the tree itself, other than the fact that my cat Larry would occasionally get in there and knock some balls down, so I had to keep the lights a little bit higher.
And that's what cats do. They got to fight those trees.
But, you know, this nice pile is building all the way around the Christmas tree as we get the gifts and, you know, individually wrap them, and the pile's getting bigger and everything else. And Christmas Day comes around. The kids are there. We go downstairs to open packages. In the meantime, Chewy's been being real well about her bathroom habits inside.
Right.
Which normally I'd find a puddle someplace, or I'd find a couple turds in a corner, or whatever the deal is. This is not happening at this time. So we start slowly taking the packages and the presents out in the morning, and I realize there are four different boxes that have giant dried turds on the top of every single, the entire back perimeter where all like the flat clothing boxes were and everything. She was just going back there, and okay, so two of the items were clothing items that had to be taken back because the urine had gone through the wrapping paper.
Do they take that back? The wrapping paper,
the box, and through that tissue paper on top where they wrap the clothes, and then down into the clothes.
They'll take those clothes back.
We returned the clothes. I will just say that.
Without mentioning why, I'm guessing.
It's Nordstrom. They will take back anything.
That's true. Oh, Nordstrom. All right.
That's the bottom line. We took everything back to the rack that got peed on. The poop boxes survived. But I'm just like,
here it is. And you know the skirt you put around?
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
in between all the presents that were the little gaps were all the other turds that had fallen and rolled down.
Yeah.
So the entire bottom skirt, I guess, tree skirt, that had to be completely thrown away. When I picked that thing up, those urine because and then the smell hit. This is Christmas morning.
Merry Christmas,
now,
by the way.
The entire room reeks of stale urine. You know, I'm at this point in time, I got bacon on the stove, and that can't even cut through right. the smell of the urine. It's also December. The slider's open. The windows are open. I'm just like, oh, my. So every single package, we had to pee and poop inspect to make sure that it wasn't soaking wet with urine.
I woke up once on a Christmas day with the girl I was dating, her small dog. Same thing. He's on the bed. Which isn't that unusual, but she's right. like, what is that smell? And he had pooped in the bed.
Mm.
But same thing. It's just like, it's Christmas Day.
It was Christmas as well.
It was Christmas Day.
Yeah. I haven't had any Christmas surprises.
I put a
surprises.
Diaper on him.
Actually,
happy birthday.
Rainbow Janet, the one time I was really pissed at her, just every time I went into the basement, it started smelling like cat pee, right? So I'm checking out the litter box. We cannot figure out what it is. And this is like a week. And I'm going around the house looking at everything, I'm like, there's nothing wet. You know what I mean? I don't know where she's peeing, but nothing smells like cat pee except cat pee. So about a week later, I am now vacuuming. I'm upstairs. Now I'm going to lug this freaking vacuum down to the basement. I'm going to vacuum downstairs. We have this long table that kind of fits along the back of our couch, okay? And under that, my wife had three baskets, and in each basket, it was just stuffed full of blankets. And these are really nice blankets that she spent a ton of money on. They're very warm, blah, blah, blah. And the cat had taken a habit of sleeping in there, which we totally understood, right? Big basket of comfortable blankets. I slide them out of the way so I can vacuum into there. And I realize she has peed in all three of the baskets. So the thing that had been stinking were all of these expensive-ass blankets that are coated in cat pee, but same thing, and it melted like through the bottom of the basket.
You can't get that
so,
out.
No. So when I move the baskets, I'm like, oh my God. So this, it's not even really a puddle, it's more of a slick spot at this point. Mm-hmm. But the slick spot is almost 5 feet long and about 3 feet deep because the baskets have just been dribbling this thing out. So I grabbed the bag. And look, we got rid of the stink because I had to go down there with all kinds of Lysol. We have a steam mop thing, doing all this kind of crap. But we had to throw all the blankets away. I thought my wife was going to kill the cat. It's the only time I've seen her angry at the cat because she's like, do you know how much money those blankets were? And look, this is a true statement. My wife and I do not have money conversations. I said, look, do not tell me how much things cost because I know I'll lose my mind, right? So she goes, they were very expensive. I said, I know they were very expensive. Do not give me the dollar amount because I might skin the cat. But we had to throw all this crap away. But then it's outside. And long story short, in about another 4 days, we ended up calling 1-800-JUNK, all right? And we've used them before. Great service, and they show up, and we had some other crap in the garage and all that, and the last thing, we kind of, and these three baskets, and the guy's like, those look like really nice blanket, really nice basket, and he picks it up, he's like, oh, Jesus,
yeah.
Said, yeah, sorry, man, it's just like, good God, like, there you go.
Even though you love them, when did you second guess owning your pet? 206-803-ROCK.
From the text line, to make a good point, a lot of people overlook this, it says, I second guess owning our dog when I realized we still had a toddler in diapers, both of whom get into everything that's not there, so the dog would eat the baby food, and the baby, of course, would eat the dog food. Someone else says, we have 7 pit bull mixes. 7. Don't regret finding and rescuing every single one of them. All of them but one were abandoned. Only one we actually got from a rescue. But I will admit, we've definitely gone through a lot of remote controls for the Roku. Yeah, not remote control, man. Come on.
Some dogs just focus on something and they just have to destroy it.
I mean, I get it as a puppy because they just don't know. And just like you were saying earlier, Miles, a toddler and a puppy are much different in the sense of if it fits in their mouth, they believe it's edible.
Yeah. And a puppy can almost understand you more so than a baby.
Right, I will that's give them the difference. That.
They do.
The puppy picks up your vibe.
They do pick up the tone that you're
but
using.
But when your dog does that, that's when I get pissed, right? So my dog, the only thing my dog will eat now, again, my wife's underwear, or as I call it, pants candy. But because she doesn't eat my stuff, I don't care. I know it drives my wife crazy. And probably once every 2 weeks, it'll be like this massive pile of brand new underwear still in the package from Target. And she's like, look, I don't buy nice underwear anymore. I used to go to Victoria's Secret and buy, you know, these really nice blah, 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 blah. But then the dog eats the crunch out. So I'm just buying grandma panties and that's it.
To pile on to dogs that are getting into things that they aren't supposed to, my dog has a habit from time to time, and I heard him in our bedroom doing this, where he'll grab his lamb chop toy or maybe even a dog treat, and then he will jump up onto our bed and he will bury it on my side of the bed. I don't know why, it's just his thing. I'll hear him like whining when he's in there. It's just a sign that he's just crazy happy, but he'll bury it and he'll just shove it in my pillow and bury it. So I hear him doing this and I kind of walk over to the bedroom and I look and see him doing it, just, you know, because it's fun for me to watch. And then he puts something down and it is bright and it is yellow and I have no idea what it is. My wife was cleaning out the fridge earlier that day and she had left the garbage bag kind of sit out, maybe for me to take it outside, whatever, but he had gotten into it and grabbed the massive stick of butter that she had thrown out and then jumped up in the bed and buried it on my pillow. I have pulled lamb chops and I have pulled other duck on dog treats out of there, but a full stick of butter. Yeah, it's a different one.
I used to keep butter out on the counter.
Yep.
With a hood on it. And they knocked it over and ate the entire, licked the, it looked like it went through the washing machine.
Yeah.
It looked like butter had never touched it.
Yeah, they'll look
it
clean.
Oh man, it had a sheen on it. I mean, it was as clean as it's ever been. By the time I looked at it, I was like, I'll be damned. And I kept waiting for the backside to be bad, but fortunately it did. I never got an oil slick or anything out the backside.
I had a conversation with my wife, probably about a year ago that we found this out. So I go to work. I know we had a full stick of butter on that kitchen island, right? I get home from work. I'm like, babe, what did you make today that required a stick of butter? I started calling her Paula Deen, right? And she's like, oh, no, that wasn't me. That was your dog. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, she got up there and ate the entire stick of butter. And as soon as I said her name, she made it a point to just swallow it all. Like, mm-hmm. If I'm getting in trouble, right. I'm going down with everything. So now the butter, it's in this one place that she can't reach. Yeah. But if we don't move it to the, and it's weird, it's so habitual.
It's like defensive
now.
Living.
Well, it is, because every time I go to work now, and this is true, like the last, because I always go out through the side door, never through the front door. And so you walk through the kitchen, and I really habitually, my hand grabs the butter and just slides it to like the sweet spot where I know she can't get it.
Oh, I had a dog pile of crap, all right? An entire pile of crap. I look in there, there's pieces of plastic, and there's little sheets of stuff. And I'm like, what in the hell is this? And I could not put it together. I'm like, what did the dog eat? And I looked to the back, and I recognized. Do you guys remember breath strips?
With the nasal thing?
Yeah, squares? It came like a little thing in there, right?
Oh, yeah,
it came in like a little box, a plastic box, maybe looked like, I don't know, dental floss?
Yeah,
sort of. Yeah. Okay, he ate the entire one of them. He ate the plastic. He ate all the way through. I don't know if it was the mint. I don't know what the hell.
To be fair, they're minty fresh. If I'm a dog, I'd be like, that's kind of cool.
He chewed through the entire thing. He ate the entire thing. He swallowed the plastic.
Did his breath smell
better? Because I'm looking at the crap, and I'm like, what is that? I can't even figure out what type of food is packaged.
Right.
I ate breast strips. Even though you love them, what is your second guess owning your pet? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichora.
Hola.
So, it's more my wife, but when I first got my wife, mind you, I've been married to her for 20 years, but when I first got with her, I had this little men pet. Her name was Mary Jane, and she absolutely hated my wife. Well, every morning, she had it down to the key, where every morning she would defecate right where my wife put her feet. Nice. Piling, steaming, warm pile of yes, ma'am.
Why do you think it was he jealous?
Yeah, she did. Well, I raised her. Like when she was born, I helped her be born. Everywhere I went, she was carried around in my hoodie pocket. Like she was my little sidekick. Then I got my wife, and she just was not having it no more.
Well, look, man, I'm gonna tell you, if you're the kind that carries your dog around in a pocket, that dog's going to be jealous of anyone that takes your time.
Right.
I mean, I don't carry the dog around.
It seems like babies, sometimes dogs can break that a little bit.
Because they smell like you.
Exactly.
I think that's all the difference.
They're part of the process as far as...
they've been smelling that baby in your wife's womb much longer than you've known the baby.
I mean, they are very aware of what's going on in a woman's belly at that point in time.
Because they go straight between the legs, and it's like, the dog knows you're pregnant. It's like, I'm not showing. Yeah. I'm like, but the dog smells life between your legs, man.
And can hear and can sense and all those things. So they have a pretty good... Dogs probably know the sex of your baby before the doctor figures
it's a boy.
Yeah.
Wait, why are you going to... It's
just
a boy.
Just based on the smell.
All you hear is... I'm trying to tell you it's a boy. Don't waste your money.
Okay. Even though you love him, what did you second guess owning a pet? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Rebus. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola. Hola.
So, let's see. This was not me because I did not want pets, but my ex-wife has always wanted dogs. And so she, of course, we ended up with two Boston Terriers.
Oh, God.
And, yeah, and they weren't so bad other than this one night that I cannot ever get out of my memory. We worked opposite shifts. She worked a night shift, and I worked early mornings. And so I had about 15 minutes, maybe half an hour before I had to go into my office. And I am woken up to the sound of diarrhea splashing out into this dog's kennel. And then licking noises.
Ah!
And then vomiting noises. And then more diarrhea, then more vomiting, then more, you know, licking. And I'm going out of my mind. And because of the fact that I wanted kids, I did not want dogs, and I was getting dressed to go to work, I left it for her. And it went on probably 15 minutes to half an hour, just continuously. I couldn't get them to stop. I had a pillow over my head, and I was just begging God to kill me.
So
I was begging God to kill me.
So diarrhea, eat diarrhea, puke it up, more diarrhea. Yeah.
You said ex-wife?
Ex-wife, yes.
Does she have the dogs? Does she still have the dogs?
She still has the dogs. Actually, one of them has died. She's got another one. She always has to have two Boston Terriers at the time.
Okay. Oh, and do you ever see the dogs? I guess you probably don't see her at all anymore.
No. I see them all the time, actually. Okay. No, actually, we get along okay. I go over there and hang out with my kids and hang out with her.
Oh, so you had kids? So you had kids as well?
Yeah, we got a 22-year-old who's like 7 inches taller than me, 6'5", and then a 14-year-old that's my height.
Well, at least you got your kids, right?
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the one thing is, kids...
And we get along fine.
Yeah, when you crate your kids, they can poop and pee all they want. You don't care.
Yeah, and the one thing about your kid in the crate, they don't need to poop.
No.
That's why I appreciate it.
Exactly. Just slide them a piece of cheese. Shut up. Even though you love them, what did you second guess owning a pet? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.